Welcome to segment two of the 3-Point Stance. First up, we're going to talk about some fantasy zombies. These are going to be players that probably haven't been doing real well for you, maybe on your bench, but all of a sudden they had a good week, and we're going to talk about what you want to do with those players going forward.
After that, we're going to move into our section, Dead Flex. See, these are flex players you're going to be looking for to either help you get a win in your playoffs or a win in your championship, who you might want to plug into those flex positions. So, Jason, let's start it out, fantasy zombies. Who are we looking at this week?
All right, first up, we're going to look at Cedric Benson, who had 31 rushes for 150 yards and a touchdown this week. No receptions, obviously not a big part of the receiving game there since they have all those wide receivers.
Right.
But had a great week rushing. So, Brad, what are you doing with Cedric Benson going forward? He may have been, you know, sort of bench-worthy.
I'm a little torn, I'm going to be honest, because the thing is I don't really trust the Cincinnati Bengals in general. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is T.O. went out, who was their top receiver. So when your top receiver goes out, what do? Do you pass the ball even more? No, you start running the ball a little bit more. So I think if I had to make a prediction, I would probably use him as a flex position. Because if T.O. didn't go out, though, I don't trust the Bengals. I still don't like the Bengals, but I think I'd probably start him as a flex this
week. Okay, honest Rob, what do you think?
I'm still going to roll with Benson. Definitely kind of like what Brad was just saying, probably flex consideration.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he did, as we kind of talked about actually a few weeks ago on the podcast, Benson did break 1,000 yards. He's at 1,006 yards in the
season.
Which
is really surprising. It doesn't seem like he's been rushing that well this season.
Exactly. And that's why I bring that up, because that's 100 points if you're playing in a standard scoring league.
Yeah.
There. I mean, on the season. So he's got 276 rushes. We can depend on him to rush. And actually, we were talking about this a few weeks ago, I remember as well. We were talking about his low amount of touchdowns in the season. He's back up to 7. Arian Foster only has 8.
Okay.
So I'm going to continue to roll with that. Benson.
Okay.
I like your stats. I like them. Yeah, I'm rolling with Benson. I feel more confident.
All right, there you go. Maybe a running back two then instead of a flex?
No.
Just
not get crazy.
All right. All right, next up we got Ray Rice. He had 31 rushes for 153 yards and a touchdown. Also added 5 receptions for 80 yards and a touchdown on 7 targets. So he had a 35-point day. Really good day.
Yeah.
He's somebody that, you know, I've got him on one league anyway, and, you know, I've been starting him, but I haven't been very confident in the starts.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what does this do for Ray Rice going forward for you, Brad?
I think for a player like Ray Rice, based on where you drafted him, you have been starting him, because he was taken as, you know, usually about 4 or 5 in most leagues. So I think that people have been rolling with him, but like you said, not necessarily very confident in that. So I think going forward, you're still going to start him, you know, because of where you took him in the draft. Can you expect the type of production that he got this week for the games coming up? I don't think so, but still, not many people are going to have a much better option. So I think you have to start Ray Rice. I can't tell you to be confident in that start, though, but I think you have to.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Honest Rob?
My angle is more flex, probably, almost like Benson. His stats are very similar to Benson, except that he's been more of a threat in the receiving game.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, he's also over 1,000 yards after this week, but he only has 4 touchdowns, and one of those came this past week. He does have 62 receptions on 79 targets, though, so his hands are great. 62 receptions puts him in the elite, if not the top running back.
How many receiving touchdowns does he have?
He does have the 1 receiving touchdown as well.
And that was this week also.
So that's something to consider, is that he may be a threat in the receiving game, but for a total of 5 touchdowns on the season, 4 on the ground.
Willis McGahee tends to vulture a lot of his touchdowns.
Yes, exactly. So that's kind of what I'm thinking about Rice, is just that flex, yes, because you probably don't have a better option if you are running 3 running backs, but a running back 1 or 2, probably not.
Yeah, what I'm hoping this does for the Ravens anyway is wake them up to the possibility of what they can do when they use Rice as a true workhorse. Because, I mean, they gave him 31 carries, you know, 5 receptions, and they had a great game this week. So hopefully they'll do that going forward. But I can see what you're talking about, flex there. Next up, we have Thomas Jones, who had 22 rushes, 62 yards, and a touchdown, and also added 1 reception for 16 yards this week for a 13-point week anyway. So what do you see with Thomas Jones going forward?
I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of Thomas Jones. I think they hand it off to him a lot. I don't know why. If I had Jamal Charles, I'd be giving it to him all the time.
Yeah.
You know, even Charles, I think, having a better week as far as yardage goes. So I don't know. I can't trust Thomas Jones moving forward. I can't.
Okay.
Again, I'm going to agree with Brad. He's tough to trust when you've got someone as dynamic as Jamal Charles.
Yeah.
Sure, Jones has had some big weeks, but I think Charles is definitely the future. mm-hmm. Kansas City, and I think it's going to continue to be that way.
Yeah, I definitely agree. It's hard to gamble on somebody when they get that many split carries in the backfield.
Mm-hmm.
All right, our last running back we're going to talk about is Jonathan Stewart. He had 27 rushes for 137 yards this week, also had one reception for 2 yards, and had a fumble. So what do you think about Stewart going forward? Is he back in your lineup?
I think so. He's the best option they got there. Goodson's mm-hmm. all right, but Stewart's a beast, you know. He was drafted that way. He's finally showing what people drafted him for. So, yeah, I think if you got Stewart, you're probably starting him.
All right, Honest Rob?
I don't know about Stewart. I think Carolina being a non-factor in this season, they really have nothing to play for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Stewart is definitely a talented running back, kind of like Brad was just saying. But I'm going to be looking for other options.
All right, I'm going to break the tie here, and I think I'm going to play Jonathan Stewart because, like Rob was saying, they don't have much to play for, which makes them very dangerous, I think. The only thing they're playing for is pride, and they're going to be going up against teams who maybe, you know, have their playoff spot set, and I think teams that generally are just playing for pride do very well.
And I think he's a lot better than people are giving him credit for. A lot of people were saying you should start Arizona defense last week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know a lot of people picked him up. They were really hot. And Carolina came out and spanked them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think that they're a lot better as far as the running game goes than people really give them credit for.
Well, they haven't been all year. That's the thing. They have been the last couple weeks, mm-hmm. but until that point, they really hadn't been.
It's because they have no quarterback game. So
yeah.
When you, but like, you know, he's not the only show in town because Goodson's there, but he's the best show in town.
Yeah.
So when you have someone like that, I think you're going to want to roll with them.
Okay. We're going to move on to our wide receiver fantasy zombies here. And the first one we have up is Vincent Jackson. He had 5 receptions for 112 yards and 3 touchdowns on 7 targets for a ridiculous 29-point week. Obviously, you haven't been starting him because he hasn't really played any games yet this year. So is he in your starting lineup going forward, Brad?
This freaking guy. Yeah, I mean, if you saw his first touchdown catch last week, though,
it was ridiculous.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. That guy's a freaking beast. And Phillip Rivers, like I said, his options change on a week-to-week basis, and I think that Vincent Jackson can be that tall, strong receiver that is the constant that he has out there. So, I mean, he's just a monster. So, yeah, I think you have to keep starting Vincent Jackson.
Yeah.
Because he's been kind of a non-factor this year until this last week, I'm going to give you his 2009 stats.
Okay.
68 catches, 1,167 yards, 9 touchdowns on 107 targets, 166 fantasy points in the season. If he comes back, coming off that, you know, injuries, if he comes back to play the way he has in the past, and let's hope next season that he doesn't have a contract dispute.
Yeah, yeah.
yes, you've got to roll with him. Big talent there.
Not great in terms of receptions, but in terms of yards and touchdowns, that's a good season.
Yeah, he's not a huge run after the catch kind of guy, but he's just so big that, you know, pretty much.
You saw the potential for the big play this Thursday.
Definitely.
All right, our next wide receiver up we're going to talk about is Santana Moss. He actually had a couple rushes this week, only negative 1 yards on him, but he also had 8 receptions, 72 yards, and 2 touchdowns with good old Rex Grossman throwing to him this week.
Yeah.
So did Santana Moss earn a place in your starting lineup, Brad?
I think so. He's kind of been up and down all season, but I think he's the top guy there, and it seems like Rex Grossman knows that and, you know, was really making an attempt to get him the ball, doing what Donovan McNabb really hasn't been able to do on a consistent basis, and I think it might kind of show. Granted, it's been 1 week, it's kind of hard to say, but I think that the problem might be more with McNabb versus the problem being with Santana Moss.
That's a bold statement, sir. Honest, Rob, what do you got?
Stand by
Even with McDo nothing in earlier in the season, Moss, in also given the catches from this last week here, he's up to 79 receptions on the season.
Oh, wow.
So, and he's got the 6 touchdowns. So, I think that Moss is talented. Grossman's showing a lot of potential this to finish the season out anyway. So, there's a good chance that he may be at least vying for my flex position, if not one of my, like, my wide receiver two, if I don't have any other better, you know, any better options.
I think I might be leaning more towards flex, I think.
Yeah, I agree with flex option. I don't know if he'd quite move into my wide receiver two yet. See what he does going forward. It's just the 1 week so far with Rex, but yeah,
basically,
going forward,
I guess what I'm trying to say, he's definitely talented enough to be an every week start.
Okay, our next wide receiver we're going to talk about is Mike Sims-Walker, good old MSW, and he had 4 receptions for 42 yards and 2 touchdowns and 8 targets this week. So, and this is a guy who's been just non-existent all season. He's you know, done nothing for most of the season. Has he earned a starting spot for you, Brad?
No, sorry, I don't believe. You know, there's plenty of other people that have 2 touchdowns on the season. Nate Burleson has 2 touchdowns or more. Should I trust Nate Burleson now to win me my playoffs? No, I don't trust Mike Sims-Walker.
Okay, Honest Rob?
I'm going to go same with Brad there. Sims Walker, while last season he was definitely a pretty, for me, even a start every week player.
As long as he wasn't out the night before game, you know.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah, a little late night rendezvous there. I don't know. So, but Sims Walker, for a receiver, you've got to have the yards, the receptions, and the touchdowns on the season to really be that number one receiver, number two receiver in fantasy.
Yeah.
He's got the touchdowns. He does have 7 on the season. He does not have the receptions. He's only got 42 receptions on the season and only 531 yards. That's
Those are
half.
Tight end numbers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And especially in a half PPR or PPR league, he's just not putting up the numbers that some of the other options you might have are.
And why I think this is even a discussion is just because of what he did last year. And I was comparing him to Nate Burleson. Nate Burleson has 2 touchdowns in the game, but no one's talking about starting him. Why? Because he's not a big name. So I think if you take away that it's Mike Sims Walker, if you just looked at the stats, it wouldn't even be up for discussion, I don't think.
I kind of agree. I don't think he's quite in a flex start, or definitely not wide receiver 1 or 2 yet. So keep him on your bench. Our last wide receiver we're going to talk about for Fantasy Zombies here is Brandon Marshall. He had 11 receptions for 106 yards, 1 touchdown on 12 targets. Really good game for him. But again, another guy who's been pretty absent most of the year.
I might eat my words here, but I think I would look at him as a flex player. And that kind of hurts me to say that. But here's the thing. If you look at the numbers from Henny last week, that's all they're doing is throwing the ball. I mean, they just I believe he had 40 attempts or something. I mean, they're just throwing it.
Yeah.
And he's the best receiver they got. I mean, really, they got Bess, who, you know, he's not going to score many touchdowns.
Good
he's
PPR
of,
guy.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, it's PPR. Yeah. But that's really about it. So I think when you throw it that many times, you're saying, we're not a running team. We're a throwing team. And that's what we're going to do. And so you want to have that team's best receiver moving forward. And that's Brandon Marshall.
Okay. Honest, Rob?
I have to agree with you, Brad. Marshall's been targeted 119 times this season. He's only caught 71 of those. He does have 815 yards, and he's only got 3 touchdowns. So he's an up-down kind of guy.
Yeah.
Almost like the alternative to what we were talking about with Sims Walker is that Sims Walker's got the touchdowns, no yards. Marshall's got the yards and catches, no touchdowns. Well, 3, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
Less touchdowns, I should say. So maybe for flex, but I'm going to really be, unless I have no better options, I'm almost thinking bench.
I kind of agree.
I could see that going forward. All right, moving on. Our next segment, this is Dead Flexi.
I'm Dead Flexi.
Yeah, we have a Scottish commentator now. But we're going to go through some players here that you're looking at in your flex position moving forward in your playoffs or your championship game. Are these guys that you should be looking to start, or are these guys you want to sit? And this is specifically aimed at the flex position. These are not the guys that you for sure are starting. So we're going to pass it over to Honest Rob. He's going to kick off the topics to Jason and I, and we're going to tell you what we think about them.
Okay, thanks, Brad. We're going to start with Kenny Britt. Jason, why don't you tell me what you're doing with him?
Kenny Britt, for me, I think is going to be a start moving forward. He's definitely a borderline flex guy. I think in that flex spot, you can probably do worse than Kenny Britt. He was playing really well before he got injured, and then had that injury, and you know, he's coming back now. Had a lot of yards, just needs to get some touchdowns.
Yeah, if you can get some touchdowns on him, that'd be great. He's definitely getting the yardage, definitely getting the looks, and it helps that Kerry Collins is back.
Oh, definitely.
And the Titans seem to be getting back on track. You know, they were a train wreck.
Rusty Smith was not doing it for him.
No. So, yeah, I would say moving forward, I think Kenny Britt is going to be a good flex play.
Okay, thanks, Brad. Moving on next, we're going to go with Detroit Lions' Calvin Johnson. Jason, what do you think?
I think with Calvin Johnson, where you drafted him, you have to play him. I mean, it's sad that we're talking about him as a flex option at this point, but I mean, he hasn't been putting up the touchdowns again. So
yeah, and I think part of it is the quarterback problems they've been having, even though I do like my boy Stanton. I'll stop talking about now. But yeah, I mean, it's just there's nothing consistent there. It's hard for a quarterback to build up a relationship with a receiver like that when they're not every week. You know what I'm saying? They've had 3 different starters this season. And it changes sometimes on a week-to-week basis.
Yeah.
So I think that's affected him, but I think if you got him, like you said, you kind of got to roll with him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a yes for Brad. Next, wide receiver, Cincinnati, Andre Caldwell, stepping in for T.O.
Andre Caldwell, I think, is a bit more of a wild card. You're taking a risk. He did have a good game in relief of T.O., but I think I'd probably leave him out of my flex option. You know, you're in your fantasy championship, and it's just a big gamble for me to put in a guy who hasn't really started much.
And for me, I think Jordan Shipley, actually out of the slot, is a better receiver. I think that he would be the one to step up, kind of take those receptions, and I don't know if I feel confident enough that I want to start him, so I would say probably no.
Okay, couple of no's there. Moving on next, wide receiver Miles Austin.
Wow, with Miles Austin, I think I'd probably sit him. I mean, he's you know, he got drafted at that number one spot, so you may not have any better options. You may have to start him, but I just, you know, getting the low number of receptions, he's getting touchdowns, but it's like, you know, one reception, 19 yards and a touchdown. It's just, it's not enough production for me. I mean, I guess at a flex spot, it's okay, but...
Yeah, I think maybe as a flex, I think this is one of those players where it really depends on your team. I have Miles Austin, and I've been sitting him just because, to me, he's not reliable enough to be an every week start. Kitten has been stepping it up a lot, but the yards aren't there. Like we said, you want the receptions, the yards, and the touchdowns. All he's getting is the touchdowns and really nothing else, and you don't want to rely on that. As a flex option, though, that might be what you're looking for. So depending on your team, I could see you starting him, or I could see you sitting him. I would probably sit him, though.
Okay, so I'm getting some kind of negative kind of... Mostly knows. Mm-hmm. Last wide receiver for you, Stevie Johnson.
Well, with Steve Johnson, I got to believe that he's going to come back. He's had a few down weeks, but, you know, he had that insane run there where he had touchdowns every week for like 5 or 6 weeks straight or something. And I got to believe he's going to get back to that with Lee Evans out. You know, he's sort of the top receiving option there. I'd say start him at the flex.
I would say sit him. And I actually have him and I'm sitting him. And part of this is because Lee Evans is out. I think that people know that he's really the only threat on that team now. So they're putting
their
talking
about? They got David Nelson.
You're not serious right now. But no, I mean, they really don't have many better options. Fitzpatrick has come down to earth a little bit. They're going up against the Patriots, who actually have stepped up their secondary a lot throughout the season. So, yeah, I'm going to sit Stevie Johnson this week.
To go ahead and break that tie, I'm going to have to go with Brad and go with a no on Steve Johnson. I think another reason for that is, too, if you've made it to the point where you're at in the playoffs, you're at least in the semis, if not the championship game. If you've been relying on Steve Johnson, you may not be there.
Yeah,
you
know? I guess that's
so
true.
I'm going to go with a no on that one. Okay, just switched up a little bit. Of course, we're going to go with running backs now. We've been talking about him a lot in the past couple weeks. Let's go with Marshawn Lynch.
With Marshawn Lynch, I think he may be worth a start this week. They're playing Tampa Bay, who, you know, their defense took a little hit with Gerald McCoy going out, and I think they had a linebacker sit out, too. Mm-hmm. And they haven't been great against the run to begin with, and, you know, Seattle's been, or Marshawn Lynch anyway, has been putting up some pretty good touchdown numbers, and that's really all you're looking for out of a flex with a running back.
Yeah, in Tampa Bay, they're better at covering the pass game more than the running game, mm-hmm. and he is kind of the only show in town. As cliche as it is that we always say, it's the truth, and he has the touchdowns to show for it. So I think, yeah, that's what you're looking for in your flex. I would say you could probably feel pretty good about starting him in your flex position.
Okay. Next time, I want to think about Matt Forte, considering the Bears just clinched their division.
With Matt Forte, I think I'd probably sit him on my bench because they've clinched their division. Okay. And I think what that's going to lead to is Forte being on the real Chicago Bears bench. You know, I don't think they're going to continue to roll him out there for, you know, 20, 25 carries a game when they've got the division locked up. I think you're going to see a lot of Chester Taylor going forward. Okay.
Yeah, I agree with Jason on that. I think they're going to try to rest him for the playoffs. They know they got it. I think you're going to see a lot more Chester Taylor. And I think he'll be out there in playing, but I don't think Forte is going to get a lot of carries. I would be surprised to see him get more than 12.
Okay. Shooting out to the AFC West now, what do you guys think about Mike Tolbert?
With Mike Tolbert, it's a tough decision because he's in a dead middle split right now. The last 2 weeks, he's got the exact same number of carries as Ryan Matthews. He's still getting the goal line looks, which has been the big thing for him all year. So, I mean, I think he's probably worth a flex spot, but nothing more, just because he's going to get a touchdown every game.
Yeah, I would look at him into flex position. Personally, I think Ryan Matthews sucks. And I think that Tolbert, you know, he's number 16 over all fantasy players as far as scoring goes. Most of those being with Matthews out injured, but I think that because of the carries, you know, they're splitting them right down the middle. I would say a flex consideration for him.
Okay, great. A couple of last flyers for you. Fun guy to watch, Patriots, Danny Woodhead. What do you think?
Danny Woodhead, I've got to sit on my bench this week. It's a tough decision to make because they are playing Buffalo, who is just a great matchup. But I think most of their carries are going to Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis, and it's hard for me to commit to Woodhead for any type of production week to week.
Okay.
I'm going to say you can go ahead and put him in as your flex player because the Patriots have shown in the past couple of weeks they do not have a problem running it up on opponents. And when you're doing that, you're firing on all cylinders. You got Tom Brady throwing it to you out of the backfield. You're running it along alongside Ben Jarvis, Green Ellison. You're running up tons of points. I think that he's going to get a lot of production this week.
To go ahead and break that tie, too, I think I'm going to go with a yes on Woodhead, considering his multi-talented nature. I like exactly what you just said, Brad, where Brady can easily throw the ball to Woodhead, and you can expect a catch. Last, yet another flyer, but somebody we wanted to talk about again, Rashad Jennings.
Rashad Jennings, I think I'm going to go with a no. He had that good three-week run where he got a touchdown each week. This last week, he didn't have a touchdown. Still got 7 points, but I don't know. It's a little too inconsistent as a backup for Maurice Jones-Drew for me to rely on at a flex spot even.
Yeah, and if you guys listened to us when we were on a WILS radio show last Saturday, I actually plugged him as a flex player, and he got 7 points. It's going to be a little bit harder for me to follow that up this week. I think just because there's a little bit more on the line for most teams this week, and you never know what you're going to get with them. You know, I think a lot of it depends on Maurice Jones-Drew's health, but I think it's just a bit much to ask this week. I just don't see it happening.
It's really tough with him being a backup.
Yeah, it really is.
Okay, great. Just to wrap that up, for our overall consensus here, we've got wide receiver Kenny Britt as a yes, Calvin Johnson as a yes, Andre Caldwell as a no, Stevie Johnson of Buffalo as a no, and Miles Austin from Dallas as a no. Jumping over to running backs, we got Rashad Jennings as a no, Marshawn Lynch, yes. Matt Forte, a no. Mike Tolbert, yes. And Danny Woodhead, a yes.
All right, we're going to do our shout-outs real quick before we shut the show down. I'm going to give my shout-out to Coach Schwartz of the Lions, getting us a win against Tampa Bay, finally figuring out how to win, how to hold on to the game, not let it get out of control. So big shout-outs to him.
All right, my shout-out's going to go to All Day, Adrian Peterson, for making me look like a genius.
All right, my shout-out's going to go to, as many of you might have guessed, DeSean Jackson, Miracle at the Meadowlands 3. That was a great one to listen to. Oh, man.
All right, that's going to do it for us here on the 3-Point Stance. I'm Brad.
I am Honest Rob with Stats.
And I'm Jason. Everybody, remember, we want to hear from you. You can send us your lineup questions or comments via email. Our email address is the3pointstance@gmail.com, and that's the number 3, not the word 3. Everybody, remember to keep your fantasies on the field.